Ladies and gentlemen, fans of surfing, skateboarding, snowboarding, nerdy stuff, fans of asking questions, fans of Todd Richards, fans of Chris Cote, mostly those previous things, the last two things, it's debatable. But regardless, I'm Chris Cote.
And I'm Todd Richards, and I would like to be the first to congratulate Sansa Stark on having a baby.
What?
She had a baby. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas just had a baby.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
They did it. They
yeah.
made coitus. Coitus. Coitus.
Coital.
Coital. A coital child. A coital COVID baby. Wow.
Man, that's a COVID kid.
You just went right into it.
Well,
what are we? Is this the Monday Mass? I mean, is this,
yeah,
the
this is Monday
greatest
Mass.
Action sports
this,
this podcast?
Is this, just, it's the greatest podcast.
It's a podcast, yeah. That we know. And being that it's a podcast, here's some of the things we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about the Olympics, what would have been. We're going to be talking about the Australian Grand Slam of Surfing, the finger flip, which we had already talked about.
Kind of a hand, theoretically, more of a hand flip.
Save it. Douglas, near miss.
Douglas?
Douglas. Sky Brown on the comeback, Tony Hawk Pro Skater, tons of stuff.
Baseball cleats.
Cleats. We're going to talk cleats. We're going to talk about Elon Musk's great new idea.
Oh.
There's a lot of stuff to All cover. Right. So, I mean, this is going to be a big episode. And these episodes cannot happen without the express written consent and sometimes payment from our amazing sponsors.
Right. So if you'd like to be a sponsor.
Yeah, DM us.
DM us because we don't have Patreon, although we've heard that we should probably get it.
We should. You heard that?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
People,
like a real podcast person?
Yeah, they get like free money from begging for it on Patreon.
Someday we'll be a real
I think all we
people.
Have to do is set it up.
Oh.
And then people can donate. Will you do it?
Can you do it?
I don't know how to use the internet.
Todd, I've got a special announcement. This is really cool. This is our hometown surf shop.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Starting August 1st, this is a preview. This is unpaid support for a to-be-paid advertiser.
Okay.
And we're really excited about this. I think we would be talking about them anyway because they're awesome. They've been around for decades. One of the OG surf shop in Encinitas. Hanson's Surfboards coming on as a sponsor.
It's great.
And I'm very excited about that because I used to ride for Hanson's. I used to work at Hanson's.
Yep.
I still shop at Hanson's. I'm friends with every Hanson.
Right?
Not the band. The actual surfing Hanson family.
Did Hanson sing Mbop?
Mbop.
Okay.
And they're going to make you want to shop.
Wow.
And we will have special deals and discounts and all kinds of stuff. And they have an incredible, massive, awesome surf shop.
And online.
Awesome online presence as well. And so that's we'll have more from Hanson's next episode, first episode in August.
There you go, thinking we're going to have another episode.
I know. Adventure.io, been with us for a long time now. We've had a couple adventures with them. We've hosted a couple adventures with them. And I'll tell you, it's an awesome way to spend your time because at this point, Todd and I, you were going stir crazy. And we're able to go outside and surf and do all that, but still going stir crazy.
Still going stir crazy.
So it's time to get your adventure set up with Adventure.io. Get the app and also follow them on Instagram at Adventure.io. K2 Snowboarding. I just kind of went down a wormhole and just checked in on the K2 team. And everybody's shredding. I mean, it's so weird to think of snowboarding right now.
Kind of, but if you pay attention to it.
Exactly.
There's a lot happening.
It's not right on the top of your mind, but if you just take one step into your mind and go to the at K2 Snowboarding on Instagram or, you know, search snowboarding on the Google, use your Elon Musk implant to think about snowboarding, you'll find some awesome snowboarding. And the K2 Snowboarding team, they're on top.
And are you done yet? Do we have any more? Oh, yeah, wait.
Panic and Coffee and Tea. Which...
They're the greatest.
They're the best. Panic and Coffee. It's the best coffee and tea ever.
Chemistry Surfboards.
And the best
Did we
people.
Say them?
Chemistry Surfboards. Ooh, I saw a new.
Which one?
I go to Chemistry on Instagram.
And just drool.
And I drool. And right now, I just want to describe this board. And hopefully halfway through this description, you'll be on your Instagram looking at it.
Okay.
This is a swallowtail, four to five fin, chubby little amazing.
Is it a holiday?
It says lots of curves, swallowtails, and airbrushes coming through. Is that a holiday?
Let me see. Yeah, that's the holiday.
It's a holiday with this a really nice, tasteful gray airbrush. And we want to say happy birthday to Willie Chemistry Surfboards, Big Will Smith.
He was his birthday was like last week though.
I know, but we didn't tell him officially.
And
now.
Also New Greens.
New Greens. I got minted this morning.
You did?
Hey, I got a tip, a hot tip for you.
What's that?
It kind of makes it a little fun. So you put the New Greens in, you fill the water up 3/4 of the way, and then you add some kind of flavored fizzy water to give it a little bit of bubble.
Whoa.
It's really nice.
Like a White Claw, you just gotta New be Greens li- yeah, White Claw
you,
mix?
You got to be a little careful when you shake it up hard. You only add about 1/4 of your chosen kind of soda water.
Fizzy bedded.
Exactly.
And we have a code.
We have a code.
Mass20 at checkout. And New Greens, new partnership with the John Wayne Freeman.
I seen that.
He's going to be a spokesperson. There's going to be the John Wayne Freeman Fitness Minute or something. I forget what it's called, but he's going to give people all kinds of tips on how to live a better, healthier lifestyle in the only way that John Freeman can.
New Greens is the start of that. Yeah. It's easy. We got NanoCraft CBD. You've been sleeping well even through these challenging times.
Yep. Sometimes I want to go to sleep during the day.
Yeah, same.
Even. Yep.
And thankfully, we have NanoCraft CBD as a sponsor because if you're during these challenging times, I'll say it again, you need something to take the edge off. And CBDs are now proven. It's just a nice, low-key way to just mellow out.
Edge remover.
Super 73 electric bikes. YouOnline.com, the home of the Monday Mass, and Beneath Apparel, BN3TH Apparel. Go on their website. Speaking of taking the edge off, you remember the old underpants you used to wear? Remember the
whiteies?
Camel toe and the chafing and the bat wing?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have it anymore, right?
Nope.
That's from Beneath Apparel. Thank you to them.
Because there's a small cave for your bits to
fit
in.
That's right. All right.
Right into it.
Do you want to...
What?
We're going to start with surf news. Surf news is brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards.
Okay.
They call their factory the zoo, right?
Yep.
Love that place. I love a good surfboard factory. Okay, Todd.
Yep.
Had this been a normal year, a normal 2020,
mm-hmm.
a standardized version of 2020, not this Black Mirror version of 2020 we're currently living in.
Black Mirror version of 2020.
Absolutely is. The Twilight Zone reboot 2020.
Gross.
So... Todd, you wouldn't have been here. You wouldn't have been sitting right here with me. You would have been on the beach in Japan.
Oh, that's
right. At the Olympics.
Or I would have been sweltering in Tokyo.
Something like that.
Someone would have been at the beach.
Either way,
is that when it would be right now, huh?
This is Olympic week. Obviously, it's the Olympics is now 1 year away officially.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Apparently, the Olympics is a year away. So... Right now, I did some research. I went on the internet. I went to Magic Seaweed, checked out, what was the beach called?
Miyazaki?
Miyazaki Prefecture. The beach is called Shiseishida Beach.
Susu Studio?
We would have known this if the Olympics had happened. Right. But either way, the beach that the Olympics was going to be on this week, 1 to 3, 3 to 5.
There's a 3 to 5 in there?
One of the days.
Wow.
Fair to poor, kind of windy. Not ideal, but 3 to 5 in Japan during this time.
Dude, look, they have the U.S. Open.
I know, and I've watched every heat of the U.S. Open for the last 15 years, and I'm always entertained, even when it's horrible.
Yeah, but I tell you, it's got to be, I mean, if it's windy in 1 to 2, that's probably not the best.
Air wind.
I guess.
And if you think about who is competing, they're gonna be doing rad stuff.
Yeah,
they're gonna be shredding. Yeah. It's gonna be great.
I'd love to see it overhead and fucking crazy.
Maybe in a year from now we have time for the storms to build.
Ooh, remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember that video? I forget what it was. It Lost Atlas where Dane and have that
river
part.
Mouth wave.
Oh my god.
Well, and what about
was that Lost Atlas?
I think it was Lost Atlas or Dear Suburbia. It was a Kai Neville movie. It was one of those two.
It was so insane.
It was the best way. It looks like Indonesia.
Yeah.
And don't forget, also, the Kelly Slater, Andy Irons super final under that bridge.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Chiba.
That was Chiba.
Which is near where the Olympics would be, right?
Yeah. I think it is.
People listening who know Japan are probably going, what? That's like saying San Francisco is right next to Lowers.
Well, it's coastal.
Well, you know, San Francisco coastal, by Lowers Trestles.
It's coastal Japan.
So that's what we would have been talking about, but now we're going to be talking about that in about a year from now.
So let's pivot and talk about
pivot. That's a buzzword.
Let's talk about the biggest news in surfing right now.
Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue?
Bigger.
The Grand Slam of Surfing?
No, something we called last week.
And oh my gosh.
And it freaking happened like a day later.
Okay. Should I get a clip? I'm going to get our clip from last week.
You have a clip?
Yeah, I have a clip from last week of us talking about this. Let me get this clip. Hold on a second.
All right.
I couldn't find the clip. But I know we talked about it last week.
Last week we talked about it because we talked about, well, maybe it was the
And
week
Becky,
before.
No, Becky Bubbs had, Becky Bubbs, one of our longtime listeners and advisors, said, sound familiar? You talked about this last week. So
take your word for it.
Yeah. Oh, speak of the devil. Yeah, we were talking about it, I don't know, at some point. So again. Anyway, so Jacob Zake.
Hand flip. Superman.
I mean, basically, I think a better name for it would be double grab finger flip or double grab hand flip.
Did he double grab it?
Yeah.
He did. And then just hand flip.
Quick double grab, hand flip.
Threw it at his feet.
Yeah.
Because finger flip, when I think of finger flip, I think of like a finger flip leaned tail or like
on the nose.
Old school Tony Hawk when he grabs it and flips it over.
Yeah.
But hand flip where you grab it and kind you and throw it at your feet.
Pop it down.
Right.
Okay, so probably one of the coolest tricks ever done on a surfboard.
Pretty cool.
In a wave pool, me doesn't really matter because people do rad shit in skate parks and it's kind of the same thing, skate park.
But no one's really break. No one's really done it.
No one's done it.
Above the lip, high. And we were talking, actually, the thing was, is we were saying how we were talking about Zoltan and the kickflip, and I was saying that pretty soon kids are going to be doing like heel flip frontside airs or kickflip frontside airs or heel flip
with a proper grab in the air.
This is the closest we've gotten so far, and it just basically it's the building block for what you're going to see, like a kid like Jackson Dorian or like one of these little freaking maniacs, because they're all maniacs. They will learn it,
and they're getting better and better.
This morning I saw is it Connor Marshall?
The third Marshall.
What, yeah. Like the junior.
I think Connor, yeah.
Is it Connor Marshall?
He did
like a legit McTwist.
In Waco?
Yeah. They're just freaking going.
Yeah. Because I think it's so, you can, before, you know, Jacob Zichelli, Zeke.
The king of Waco?
We're going to talk about that. But there was no reference to this trick. And, 4 years ago, there was no reference to a McTwist. 10 years ago, there was hardly a reference to an air reverse. So when you start to see these things regularly happen as a little kid, it goes back to skating. When you first saw an ollie a couple times, you're going, wait, okay, I can kind of figure out the mechanics of that by watching it over and over.
Yeah.
I think that's what's happening. Instagram and wave pools together are pushing progression faster than we've ever seen it. And kids of either pro surfers that are born with this natural ability or kids of coach dads who have the ways and means to get their kid to a wave pool every weekend. Those are the factors pushing this amazing progression. I'm loving it.
I mean, it's cool to see, like, we talk about Jackson and like Shane Dorian and going there a lot.
Right.
And progression.
Josh and Sierra Kerr.
And Sierra is the one that I see her as being a bigger impact on the sport than virtually any other woman that's come along in a while. I mean, Carissa, obviously incredible. Carolyn Marks, incredible. Steph, incredible. But Sierra is the one that will take the baton and just run into the future.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I could see it happening. Like, I've watched Sierra's progression over the last, been witness to it in person.
Yeah.
From Josh pushing her into waves. And then all of a sudden now she's just like, destroying sections.
Probably top three female aerialists on the planet, and she's 13, 12?
Yeah. I would say she's number one, dude.
You think she's number one?
Who do you think is number one?
I mean, Savannah Lima's good at them. Courtney Conlogue on her day is good at them. But
I know they can do them.
But you're right. This is the only really crazy airs are in the pool so far. But I mean, she's going to take that out into the lineup any minute.
I think it's just because of the availability of the section. I wouldn't take anything away from the surfing ability because it's all the pool is really doing is replicating a section over and over and over.
Yeah. And the crazy part about all of this, I mean, this whole conversation is all of these airs happened within a 2-day span at Waco, at BSR in Waco.
Super sessions.
You had Josh Kerr, Sierra Kerr, you had Jacob ZK. Josh Kerr did one of the craziest alley-oops ever that I've ever seen.
And it was a combo.
A combo.
Yeah.
Sierra had a crazy, slob front three.
Mm-hmm.
Zeke obviously had 4 NBDs or something. You had Grayson Fletcher with a huge alley-oop.
Right.
Amazing.
People forget
amazing
that Grayson
alley-oop.
Is an insanely good surfer.
Great surfer. And then, you know, Alex Sorgenti had this really cool surf skate mix.
Yep.
That was probably the most progressive session that's ever happened in a wave pool.
Those guys had like the best, just getting away from that. Like when you talk about, you see other people's lives on Instagram.
Kelly Slater, forgot to mention him. He was there.
He was. Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He did
getting
a,
smoked by everyone in the air, but
yeah, it was
Kelly
the,
Slater.
He was at the lip.
He can do anything he wants.
He can.
He did better turns than anyone else.
True.
Josh did some pretty amazing turns though.
But what I was going to say is, like, you know, you look at Instagram and oftentimes people say this is, you know, a place to make you jealous of other people's lives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And oftentimes it's fake. But the Texas vacay
is
that,
real.
That ZK and Josh and, you know,
Sorgenti,
Sierra,
Sorgenti, Grayson,
Grayson, all these people had last week where they went.
Oh, that was not a vacation. That
then,
was work.
Then they went
they
skating, and then they went tanker surfing in waves that were way bigger than I ever associated with tanker surfing.
That is FOMO to the max.
I'm mega FOMO. I think that if you, that's like an adventure IO.
Yeah.
That
oh
I
my
god. That I would go on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would pay to go on that adventure IO.
And adventure IO, the homies are listening. So let's
right.
I'll go.
Ding dong.
We'll pay, I mean, maybe we'll be part of it. We'll, so. Back to Zeke.
Yep.
At the pool, dropped the MBD. No controversy with the trick. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The only controversy came from the caption, which I can appreciate. So the caption was, "I am the king of the pool." Period.
Go.
And
you go, girl.
You know, it comes from Zeke's love of rap for sure. Because in every rap song, nearly any rapper, they always say they're the best. And It's fun. A couple surfers took notice of that. Eitan Osborne called him out and said, "Drop the ego, like sick move. Drop the ego." Little shade on it. Which again, you know, you think of Eitan, she's from Ventura, where you Dane Reynolds him.
Black,
it's like
yeah,
it's a different kind of scene. Right. Yeah. But I appreciate a little. It's not like it's inciting anything. It's just some shit talking. Kern Caples came on there and said, "Board hit the water before your feet came on," or something like that.
That's sick.
And again, these are 3 comments out of about 10,000 that were
but
just saying, "Yep,
the
you're
thing,
the king."
Like, if you for a second think that Jacob is like serious,
yeah, and that's
this is personality.
This is why I've liked this kid for so long is because he doesn't care. Like
no.
He is. The persona that he has on his Instagram feed is how he is.
Yeah, he's a caricature.
And good. We need these characters in surfing. And I'll back him up there and say, no one is more consistent, no one is more creative in that wave pool than Jacob.
Yeah, he's like a surfing juggalo. Well, maybe not. Is he?
A juggler?
Juggalo?
No, he's like a...
Whoop.
I feel like he's kind of a throwback to that kind of
he's a hype
lost
man.
Era.
I love it.
You know, I fully back him, and I back people calling him out.
Mm-hmm.
If you say you're the king of something, you're going to get called out, and it's all in good fun, and it's entertaining for all of us. So
he's definitely a hype man.
Yeah,
and he will hype you up, and he'll hype himself up, and he'll
exactly.
hype up the barbecue and hype up whatever he's doing.
He was part of a film actually that Skip McCullough. Had a film release premiere and did it in such an awesome way. Fully grassroots, had 2 premieres, one at the beach
right?
in Wind and Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like a rager.
Fucking
I'm not even
going
to get into the masks and the whatever.
They
did it. It's already happened. I was not a part of it. I didn't plan it. I watched it. It looked entertaining. I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, the next night was in a big park in La Jolla. And it was totally social distance, way different vibe. It was parents and families,
mm-hmm.
and it looked really cool. So congratulations to Skip McCullough. Haven't seen the movie yet. It's called Holy Skip. And if I know anything about Skip McCullough, this dude is so underrated. When it, I mean, He is so good in the barrel, pipeline, backdoor, Porto, wherever. Amazing style, great at airs. Skip McCullough is legit, and I cannot wait to see this movie. So big ups to Skip.
Sick.
Contest news, the WSL just announced via my mouth on World Surf Weekly, among other places like Surf Breaks, that there's something coming called the Australian Grand Slam of Surfing, a two-day event strike series, one being held at South Stradbroke Island, a perfect on its day beach break, and the other at Margaret River in West Oz. And the waiting period is September 1st to October 31st. So we've got time. We'll be talking about that a lot, I'm sure. Cool thing about that, last thing on this, out of retirement for this specialty event,
Mark Hagalupa,
Parco, Mick, Bede, Taj. They'll be going up against guys like Julian Wilson, Stephanie Gilmore, etc. It's going to be awesome.
Those are four dudes you do not want to fuck with in a heat.
No. Dad power. Talk about it.
Dude, Taj is like... Sabotage is one of the raddest surf films ever. I love Taj's style.
Yeah, I agree. Speaking of style, Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition always has surprises for us every year. I really didn't know that this thing was still around. Obviously, it's changed a lot.
Did they ask you to pose?
They did. Mm-hmm. No, they did not. But they did ask Courtney Conlogue, Caroline Marks, and Malia Manuel to pose. And the photos were great. They basically now, instead of, I don't even know if there is a physical copy of this magazine. I'm sure next time I go to the airport, which is going to probably be in 2022, I'll see it. But over half of the magazine, if I can remember correctly, over half of the magazines have been dedicated to athletes in swimsuits. So it's kind of like celebrating the athletic form.
You mean that issue?
That issue.
You're not confusing this with the
the body issue?
ESPN
body the body issue is all athletes.
Is
nude.
That ESPN?
Yeah, how have you not been nude in the body issue?
Because I look like a fucking scarecrow, Skeksis from the Dark Crystal.
I want to see that.
Ugh.
So what?
It's just gross.
I'm looking at you now. You look great.
You ever seen you ever hold a frog up to a light?
Yeah.
That's what I look like.
This morning.
Yeah.
No.
All gray.
Oh, the frog
weird.
In the light. That's like a weird kind of variation on the bat wing. So congrats, Courtney, Caroline, Malia. These photos were very, tasteful and awesome.
Takes a lot of guts, man.
Oh my gosh.
Takes a lot of guts and a lot of confidence. There's no way.
No, you and I did. This is top secret. Remember, you and I did have the offer to be in a certain advertisement for a certain company us to be shirtless.
What was that?
And you said yes.
I didn't. What are you
more coming
about?
Soon.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The really? Aloha State Jesus. Is waving goodbye to Hurricane Douglas. Did you see the clip I sent you?
Aloha also means goodbye. What of what? Of the dudes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Should I play it?
Yep.
All right. I sent this to Todd earlier. This is from the
Hawaii
news.
Is also waving goodbye to any thoughts of coming there anytime soon.
Swamp sweep the way.
Oh.
So tell me about the fishing, because you're saying the ocean's... Seems a little calmer than usual.
Yeah. I catch one fat fish.
Damn it.
Take them home, flex on them.
So, sorry, Hurricane Douglas has the connection a little bit. Basically, this is great news. Hawaii almost got rocked. This would have been the third hurricane to hit the land in Hawaii.
Didn't Maui get zapped? Or are they good?
They got a lot of rain. They got some wind, but nothing crazy. It just slid right, I believe, to the north of the islands, so it did not make landfall.
Great. But they got waves.
Great news.
They probably got some waves.
I saw Albie Layer catching some hurricane surf. It looked just weird.
Yeah.
Like crazy weird waves. Novelty, super fun. But thankfully, passed wide right of Hawaii on Sunday. And that is everybody's thankful for that.
You could just throw some swell towards California.
We need it.
Anytime freaking soon.
It's
thank you.
It's going to be flat for a couple weeks.
It's fucked up, dude. I think we're supposed to have waves tomorrow, and it's like you're getting hyped on 1 to 2.
The vernacular of young surfers is changing because I drove 4 grommets around this weekend. And one of the kids in the back was just—they were talking about how the waves they surf, how big the waves
okay,
they
yeah,
surf.
Yeah, yeah, tell me.
One of the kids said, last week I surfed 2 to 4, occasional 5, port of fair conditions. It was sick.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they say.
2 to 5, 2 to 4, occasional 5, fair to poor conditions. It was sick.
They don't look out there and go, fuck, it's William Shatner out there.
No, not like us. Speaking of competitive surfing, which I wasn't talking about for a while, there's something coming out soon called Stabs Surf 100.
Yeah, this is interesting to me.
Yeah, I didn't get invited to this one either.
I didn't either, but it's right up my alley of things I would like to be part of.
All right, so here's what it is, if you don't know. It's a wave riding exposition, and this is from Stab's website. 100-minute period, it's judged live at a later date by you, the internet. Chloe Andino, Griffin Colapinto, and Ian Crane will paddle out to lowers for 100 minutes. They can ride as many waves as they want. There's no permits, so they're going to be fighting with the crowd.
Right.
Which that in itself is pretty amazing.
And the announcing portion of it, I think, is cool.
Dane Reynolds, Taylor Knox, Salema Masekela. Pretty sick.
The way that I interpret this, and you know, I kind of commented on Stab's Instagram the other day and kind of it's my half-assed way of trying to throw a meat hook into them to let me do it.
Right. Too late.
Mystery Science Theater meets you commentating a surf session.
Right. Well, we can do that.
We could just do it anyways.
We have an office.
If you would like us to commentate your surf session like it's a real damn contest.
And we will be dead serious.
You can just invite us down there. We'll set up a desk on the beach.
Yeah.
This could be your adventure.
$500 a day.
Yeah.
And that is a discount.
Yeah.
So here's how it's going to be judged. They need to go one right and one left. Those are the waves that are going to be judged. The best section. It's going to happen live broadcast style. Mm-hmm. 6 p.m. July 30th.
That's in 3 days.
In Australia.
Oh.
And in San Clemente in the Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. July 31st.
So did it already happen?
It's on July 30th.
So that's when they're going to do it.
In Australia, it's July 31st.
And it's going to happen at lowers.
It's live,
regardless
baby.
Of size of waves.
Yes. And you got to purchase it though. This is not free.
Oh.
It's $10 if you get it beforehand. If you get it on the day of, it's $15.
We should try to get some codes.
I'm sure.
What if we just went to Seaside and like set up a desk
and beyond
and just started announcing the session as commentators?
Easy. I'm doing it.
Just go there. Don't say anything. Who are you calling?
I got a special guest.
Who? Are you calling Stab to get us some codes?
I've already moved on.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Logan Dullion, maker of Snapped 1, maker of Snapped 2, maker of Snapped 3, and now the maker of Snapped 4. Logan, welcome to the Monday Mass with Chris Cote and Todd Richards.
Hello.
All right. Thanks for having me in the Monday Mass. Thanks for the amazing intro there.
Yeah, I could have gone on and on, but very excited to talk to you right now. I've been looking on all over, and all I'm seeing is amazingness from Snapped 4. This movie was supposed to be out like next week, but obviously you've got some more time to compile footage. Give us the quick rundown of the pivot that you had to do in order to make the movie that you wanted to make, do the premiere you wanted to do. Give us up to date on what's happening with Snapped 4.
Let's see. Well, basically, we had plans to do the world premiere August 8th. It would have been Saturday night of the U.S. Open. Obviously, the U.S. Open, amongst majority of everything else, isn't happening right now with COVID and whatnot. So, at this point, we've decided, if there's not a world premiere, if it's not on the big screen with people cheering, yelling, hooting, we're not having it. And I would have done it with or without the U.S. Open, but I wanted to make sure it was, you know, like still a bunch of people gathered together. I should have followed the lead of the guys, Skip and those guys just did in La Jolla. That thing was amazing, the one they had on the beach.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah, I think it was fucking, I think it was out of control, it looked like at least. And, but for us, the one we're going to have here in Orange County at the observatory, it just didn't pan out. And with the travel restrictions that have gone on, it just seemed like all arrows pointed to the same direction as far as like let's just push it back a year. Let's give everyone more time. Let's give more time for this pandemic thing. Try to come down and hopefully within this extra year, that'll just give us more time to get more, you know, crazy content and hopefully make the movie what it'll be.
I love it. So
we're just rolling with the punches.
Yeah, and so this film, you're going to be kind of following the same guidelines that you had done with Snap 3. It's part based. Surfers kind of make their own parts. They pick their own music. You do the editing, or they do. It's a little different than kind of the average surf movie, right?
Yeah. Well, Snap 3 was, I guess, more kind of not like the average surf movie. As far as we're just gathering footage, it was self, you know, part based or whatever. And but with this one, just with like the demand on the internet, Instagram especially, so hard to keep clips off the ground that I felt like you're either competing with all the media outlets or even the guys, their own platform is wanting to put, you know, their best stuff on their Instagram. So I came up with a format of, instead of basically raising the money to put towards the production, I was going to raise the money, just put it in a pot and tell these guys, okay, you guys all make your own part. Best section wins 40 grand. And that's what it started at. Now it's expanded and the purse is up to 60 grand, 40 for first, 10 for second, 10 for third.
Todd, you better start filming, bro.
Yeah, it's right.
What about you, Chris? Come on.
I'll film Todd.
You guys could have a collabo session.
secret part. I love it. And I just saw one new thing that you've added, and this is pretty cool. It's a kind of a sweepstakes online contest for an underground surfer to get a part in the movie.
Yeah, kind of. It's basically we're going to open up one more spot, call it a wild card. And it basically kind of had to do with the sponsor for the movie, which is it's a video game called Fuser. It's the creators of Guitar Hero. Hmm. And they wanted like digital deliverables since we weren't able to have live events. So we came up with like, all right, let's do an online wild card. And that was kind of how we came up with that. And we're going to let whoever wants basically just submit by posting on their Instagram just a short edit for 1 minute long, or it could be 3 minutes. And then basically they just get all their fans, followers, friends, family, whoever, to go to Snap 4 that day and basically tag them as a vote. And whoever's tagged the most wins the spot.
Love it. Hell yeah. Hey, thank you so much for the update, Logan. Cannot wait to see this film. And I just wanted to tell you on the side note, Cut You Up is still available to play
yep.
A year from now at the premiere. So just keep that in your back pocket, all right?
We got you locked in.
All right. Thanks so much, Logan.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
Bye. Right on.
Right.
Logan Doolian, awesome dude, an awesome filmmaker.
That's cool that you know, they're kind of flipping the script on the way that you know, video stuff is,
yeah,
in, like, being geared towards up and comers, or, you know,
right. That's
and
cool
offering
that
offering money to like kill yourself for the best section in the video.
Yeah,
that's I feel like that's something
I like it
that more film companies in snow, surf, and skate should all do, because it's almost like it's
incentivizes
like
this, the athlete,
hanging
right?
Apple that just go get it.
Yeah, and then, yeah, that's gonna be fun. So Snapped 4 Fuser wild card up for grabs. It could be me. It could be Todd. It could be someone
probably,
actually really good.
Probably neither, but, you know.
I'm glad we talked to Logan Doolian. He actually posted some really cool clips of Andy Irons. It was Andy Irons' birthday just the other day. So happy birthday, AI. That was a lot of surf news.
Phew.
Skate news is brought to you by Adventure.io. If you've been watching the internet on your phone or computer or TV, you've probably seen Elliot Sloan's backyard.
Dude, the backside 360.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and you can go there through it via Adventure.io. Do not DM Elliot Sloan directly. Please,
right.
DM Adventure.io.
Anyway.
Okay, on June 1st, 2020, professional surfer and skater Sky Brown ate shit really bad.
Worst fall ever.
Probably one of the worst slams we've seen
fell
in
out
a
of
long
a building.
Time. Fell 20 feet straight to cement, yeah, on Tony Hawk's vert ramp. Everybody thought the worst, but she's a badass. She's already at Waco doing big airs.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, if I fell 40 feet onto the cement, probably wouldn't be at Waco 2 months later. She is a badass.
I got to make a social commentary on something, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here it is. Do you remember the video that they posted like right after it that was like fully reading from a script where she was in a hospital bed?
Yeah.
Okay, gross.
Yeah, a little much.
Don't do that.
A little much. And I'm not defending any of that, but I think Tony Hawk had some people DMing him, and he kind of put it best, like, look, yeah, her parents do push her. Yeah, her sponsors push her, right. But she is the heaviest force behind what she does.
Yeah, sure.
She's not going to quit. So that's pretty cool. And in other Tony Hawk news, next month, Pretending I'm a Superman, the documentary about Tony Hawk's pro skater, finally gets its release on demand apps, on video demand apps.
You mean the game?
The documentary.
Documentary on the game.
On the game. That's August 18th. It's going to be available worldwide. And along those lines, remastered versions of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 are dropping September 4th, 2020. And you're going to get your first looks at the characters of Nyjah Houston, Leo Baker, Leticia Buffoni, Aori Nishimura, Lizzie Armanto, Shane O'Neill, Riley Hawk, and Tyshawn Jones. They're joining the roster of OG Pros and probably a bunch of cool secret characters we don't know anything about.
Very cool. Available on PS4 and PS5 and Xbox 360 and Xbox, the new one.
But wait, there's more. Yeah.
There's more.
Monday, Tony Hawk Mass Update. There's going to be on July 28th. What is this?
Tomorrow.
Depending on when you're
Tuesday.
Listening, yeah. There's going to be a concert by Chai Mercules, Machine Gun Kelly, and Ruff Francis. A virtual online concert to launch the game. And on August 14th, if you pre-order the game, you can get access to the warehouse demo like we were talking about.
August 14th.
Yeah.
That's when that comes out.
Yeah. And in actual skateboarding news, hockey skateboards, Hockey Eyes Without a Face, probably one of my top three favorite skateboard companies. They're going to drop a new edit on Wednesday. And going back in time on Friday, Todd, you and I got the day off from Dude Tour Live because Chris Pastris hosted an incredible episode celebrating black skateboarders, Kareem Campbell, Ray Barbie, Zion, probably one of the most legendary, iconic casts ever, regardless. But this was a really cool kind of just shout out. You know, Thrasher Magazine came out. They did a really cool tribute to
the greatest of all time. Being interviewed by the greatest of all time is always awesome.
Very cool. So if you missed Dude Tour Live on Friday, be sure to check it out. It's available on the internet. Something new to TransworldSkateboarding.com, Clyde's Corner, Clyde Singleton, cool. OG, icon. He's been doing these guides, like Clyde's Corner, just his thoughts and kind of rantings. Very cool. This week, it's a guide to sobering up.
Whoa.
So here's just a couple, and it's really cool the way he writes it and everything. Surround yourself with solution-based individuals,
okay.
Exercise, and drink lots of water.
Water.
These are just three... pared down tips from Clyde Singleton. Lastly, in skate news,
Sorry, there was a cat. Just stepped on a cat.
Were you jealous at all that I was being filmed by Mark McMorris last week?
You were?
Yeah. Where? At Poods Park.
Oh, I didn't realize
Adult
that.
Adult Swim. I have other snowboarder friends.
Cool.
Eek was there too.
What did you guys? What did you
Bunch
do?
Of my snowboarder
did
friends.
Did you do your lines?
I did a one wheel manual. And I already sent it to...
Oh, I saw that.
I sent it to Feedback TS.
Oh, my God.
What do you think?
You are
I'm a glutton for punishment.
You are a glutton for punishment. That's
I'm just going to take a look and see if they posted it.
There's no way.
Did you...
He posted your other stuff, though, didn't he?
I've been on Feedback TS once. Let's see. Feedback TS. I am not on there.
Not yet. Not yet, anyways.
There's a couple. It looks like Poods Park is... No. Not yet. It's coming.
Soon.
You brought this up. What Cincinnati Reds relief pitcher, Michael Lorenzen.
How's that?
What was he doing?
Basically pitching with Vans high tops with cleats.
Like Vans Skate High
Classics,
Vans
Skate High Classics, like the shoes that you would like killed for back in the 80s.
Pretty sick.
Pretty sick.
And it looked like Photoshop. When they, totally I saw the picture, Photoshop. I was going, is this a Photoshop? But he got apparently got some custom-made Vans high tops, like skate highs with metal cleats on the bottom. They look sick.
It's really cool.
I'm fine with
it. I mean,
it.
Why not?
I'm hyped on that. I love Vans, you know? So I would be stoked. I mean, I don't have any of that jock kind of hatred.
You have no
in
need
me.
For cleats?
I have no need for cleats, though. Mm. I don't need cleats. But I don't mind seeing them while I watch baseball, which is back on with no fans, which is very nice.
It's nice, but you know what's weird, though? It's like the fake cheering.
We should have fake cheering on this show.
I know.
I honestly think that would make it better.
A laugh track can
I could do a laugh track.
Could we do a laugh track?
I think people might get annoyed.
Who cares? Like Seinfeld. Because
they're laughing.
Seinfeld laugh track is...
Pop one up on your computer.
So just keep talking.
Okay. All right. So that's it for skate news. Now we're going into snow news brought to you by K2 Snowboarding. K2 Snowboarding, heaviest hitting team. One of the heaviest hitting teams in the business right now.
It's pretty heavy.
Showing no signs of stopping. They're going to be kicking ass into 2021 all throughout this summer. That was not a joke.
No, we're just cheering.
A new snowboarding game was revealed during Thursday's Xbox Series X. It's called Shredders, Todd.
Shredders? Oh, didn't work.
You're not a Foley guy, are you?
You know what?
What is Shredders?
When you sent me that, I was pretty hyped because at first I looked at it like kind of half-assed, looked at it like, oh, fuck, another stupid snowboard game.
Right.
Because
you're gonna eat those words when you get the demo.
Well, the thing is that the what sets this one apart, and this is just, I mean, you can't tell from the footage they put out in these like, it's not really a demo, but it's just like a footage of the game where they just show you a little bit part. You don't know what it's running on. You don't know if it's running on some souped-up computer or something, but the way that the graphics look right now, it's mainly POW, like you're shredding in powder.
It looks...
And the physics for the powder...
Cool.
...look really cool.
Yeah, I'll play it. Remember, cool borders! Thank you. Todd, have you ever been in a... You've been in a video game, right?
I've been in some video games, yeah.
You were in Cool Borders?
I was in Cool Borders...
Two.
X Games Pro Border, Evolution
Border,
Snowboarding.
Ah, you should only be in games with "er" at the end of the board.
Some Tony Hawk snowboard game.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
It was for Nintendo.
Nintendo Max.
No, one of the handheld ones.
Diet Nintendo.
It's one of the handheld ones, not the Switch, but like what became before the Switch.
Well, Shredders is coming 2021 on Nintendo X.
Wait,
I have no idea.
It's probably coming for all the... I mean, it looks to me like it's going to be...
It looks amazing.
A next-gen thing. We'll talk about the next-gen later.
Randomly saw... I get really excited when I see pond skimming in snowboarding.
Where did you see a pond skim?
The guys from Splitboard. The inventor of Splitboard, actually.
They invented a Splitboard?
They made a video called Fountain of Youth. Youth. That
will make me happy any day of the week.
Okay, so.
Okay, go.
Chris Gallardo. Do you know who that is?
Nope.
Chris Gallardo invented splitboard. So splitboarding.
Really?
I think so. Yes. And he got a rad crew, Casey Willax, Tim Humphreys, some guys, and they went up to this place they called the Fountain of Youth. It's a glacier kind of vibe with this beautiful blue kind of pond with snow things in it. So not only are they...
Like icebergs?
No, it's a small pond, but they're kind of doing surf-style carves on the water.
Okay.
It's very cool looking, and it's a must-of-you kind of thing.
Have you ever pond skimmed?
I am scared of that.
It's a humbling experience.
I have a problem going straight on the snowboard.
Really?
Yeah. You've seen it. It's not pretty. Mark McMorris, I had the chance to talk to him. For those people that don't know, Mark McMorris is... lady friend Coco Ho just lost her uncle Derek.
Yep.
So had a moment to talk to Mark about that, who obviously was affected. Mark was here in Encinitas skating with us, and he's really good at skateboarding.
No, Mark's
oh
super
my
good.
God.
Yeah, he's good.
I knew he was good, and then when you see someone skating in person, he was skating in these blue and white dunks, high tops, with big shorts. It was crazy. And he was just ripping.
Was he like G'd out like
Just short, you know, baggy shorts, high top.
Basketball shorts?
Yeah. I don't know if you had a wife beater on or not. It's just a white shirt, but ripping.
It's so funny how there's still those, like, distinct... I mean, I guess it's rad, but, like, it's those, you know, the Hesh, tech, and then, like, G. And, like, those styles are still... They're right. still there, dude.
They're crossing. There's some crossover.
I don't know if they're that crossed over.
What do you call... I guess you would call it fresh, right? The triple camo print all on one pant kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's like baggy and flowy.
Yeah,
and
like it went my guy, like, Stephen Lawyer.
It went from like jogging pants, parachute pants, yeah. like kind of like, you know, cinched above the, right below the knee.
Yeah, like the Muska style.
Like capris.
Yeah, I'm down with it. Yeah. Did you see Rene Renekongas and Jaco Ojanen?
Rene is,
he's pretty damn good at skateboarding, too.
He's damn good at skateboarding. Look, everyone is good at skateboarding.
That's
it
true.
Used to be back in the day, there was only like a few people that were good. Now it's like every kid is good. They're all really good street skaters. There's Lion Farrell is incredible.
Rene, did you on Rene's Instagram, they're skating this really weird, jagged S-rail.
Yeah.
And he just 5-0. Kickflip out.
Yeah, kickflip out.
Kind of like a weird push flip thing.
Yeah, just like
whack it
with your foot.
Whack
flip.
It. Yeah, there's some amazing skateboarding being done by snowboarders.
There is, and there's also been some amazing snowboarding being done
by snowboarders. Snowboarders.
Zeb Powell dropped a clip the other day. You know who Zeb Powell is?
Yep.
He's riding this giant pink Nitro. It's like a 180 swallowtail powder board that he likes to ride for shits and giggles.
Right.
Because, like I said, it's like last week. Snowboarding has become so easy for these people that they need to make it harder for themselves by hitting jumps the wrong way or riding giant things.
I'm looking at the footage right now.
Right, it's crazy. Zeb Powell is the human version of Pro Boarder.
Yeah.
Video game. He does video game tricks.
What's going on at Woodward Copper?
Woodward Copper this week hosted Academy Week there. So we have a local legend, Chad Otterstrom, probably
Ripper.
Arguably the oldest, best snowboarder, freestyle snowboarder on the planet, easily.
Okay.
He was there. Academy had their camp up at Woodward Copper, which is, you know, they are running. They are doing snowboarding there. You can go snowboarding.
They're doing the damn
thing. There's like three jumps set up, a bunch of rails. It's a very small... area of snow up in Copper. You take a little, you drive a truck up there and
Copper's
it drops you off.
Beautiful though, right?
Copper's
now,
beautiful
this
time of year. And then,
it's,
you know,
beautiful.
Besides there, I mean, the only other place you got is Mount Hood.
Hood?
And Hood is popping.
Let me ask you a stupid question.
Man?
Is there, there's glaciers all over, right?
Kind of.
So, in theory, if you were in Colorado or, you know, Mammoth or something, can you find just some patches
Colorado
to ride in most places?
Well, I mean, there's snow. You know, we used to hike up to a place when I lived in Colorado called St. Mary's Glacier.
Okay.
Which is kind of near, it's kind of like you got to drive kind of back almost.
There's a mission.
It's a mission to get there and you got to hike up. And it's just sun-cupped. It's basically when the snow gets dirty and then where the dirt is, it kind of insulates the snow. And in between the dirt, it melts out and it creates these big indentations in the snow, so it kind of like the snow becomes like a golf ball, but like a very aggressively rough golf ball, and that's called sun cupping. So
that was also my nickname in high school, sun cup.
So it's really hard to ride.
So Mary is all wet and dirty and hard to ride.
But I mean, people go up there and make jumps, and you got to like shovel it and make it
earn your turns.
Kind of earn your turns.
Hashtag.
But people drag rails and shit up there. I mean, there are glaciers you can go to, but. Or like there used to be the place in Southern California called The Spot.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that? It was like kind of like...
Secret spot.
If there was like a bunch of snow that fell and it kind of collected and the wind blew the right way, then you would have a place to go snowboarding through June and maybe even into July.
Somewhere near Mountain High, kind of?
It's kind of up in the zone.
But it's not existent anymore.
I think that the winters haven't... We've had a lot of melted out glaciers. Even Mount Hood.
Freaking pandemic.
Fucking pandemic is affecting the weather and everything.
Hate it. Any other snow news?
God, probably.
I bet.
Yeah, I bet there is.
Get it. Good work. Todd.
Yep.
Nerd News is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea.
We're already on to Nerd News?
And that's basically how we are so... That's why we're so smart. Because we drink so much coffee.
And jacked
and
up.
And tea. Are you ready for Neuralink?
Does that mean I can put something in my brain to make me... become one with my computer?
In through the back door, if you know what I mean. No.
Really?
Elon Musk
dickhead.
Villain? Is he a friend or foe?
He's a fucking lizard.
Okay.
Elon Musk. And I don't mean that in the way, like, I think that he's harvesting organs of children.
Might be.
Could be, though.
Elon Musk.
Looks like a lizard.
Invented the Tesla motor car with a group of people, I'm sure. But Neuralink is his new startup. And this is going to be a chip in your brain that's going to allow you to stream music without wearing these pesky headphones.
Are you signing up for that shit?
No.
Who the fuck is signing up to have a chip put in their head to listen to music?
People.
Like, it's so inconvenient.
Todd, it's thinner than a human hair.
I don't give a fuck. Like, at this
point... Don't you want to listen to music in your head?
Who are the idiots that would sign up for this shit?
You know what this reminds me of? Back in the day when I was at Transworld Surf, I used to get crazy products sent to me all the time.
Right.
I got a snorkel radio. And basically what this thing was is literally a snorkel you put in your mouth.
You can listen
it was a snorkel,
right.
And there was a radio tuner in it.
Uh-huh.
You bit down on the snorkel, and there was, like, these metal things that they put the music, and it kind of went in through your teeth. It was
right.
A very uncomfortable sensation.
You had an oral.
That's why I'm thinking the Neuralink might not be. But, you know, Todd, most kids these days are stupid. Most humans in general are
stupid.
Yeah,
but I'm just like,
and they're going to want this.
I try to think to myself, okay, like AirPods, all right? Like, you couldn't have the cords attached.
Like AirPods.
Okay, you like your AirPods. All right, so AirPods, incredibly convenient.
Yeah.
Who is the guy that's like, I need something fucking way smaller. AirPods are too much of an inconvenience.
Right.
I need something that...
Keep talking.
Where are you going?
I'm going to check on my bike.
Are you getting your AirPods?
No.
But I'm just saying, like, why would you want to have something that's even smaller than AirPods? And I don't know who would even sign up to have, like, something fucking stuck on you, like, in you.
I have something.
Like, where do you... Pardon me?
What?
Where do you go to, like, get this done? Is it, like, do you go to
the Neuralink store. It's just like a Mac store.
It's just a small incision, and you can have stream all the music in the world. And also, we can monitor your whereabouts all day long, every single day.
Do you remember when all iPhones automatically came with that horrible U2 album?
Oh my God, yeah.
What if you had a glitch in your Neuralink and all you could listen to was Foo Fighters forever?
You think tinnitus is bad? Or tinnitus? How do you say it?
Tinnitus.
Tinnitus?
You think
that's bad? Listen
after,
to fucking Creed all
after,
day long.
After like six Red Hot Chili Peppers songs that you can't turn off in your
what
brain,
if it just
you're
gets,
digging in there with a freaking pliers and
what
pulling
if it just gets
out.
Stuck on give it away, give it away, give it away, give it it's just that over and over and over again.
See, now we're talking psychological warfare. Thank you, Elon Musk.
Or like all the small things, but it just says all the small things, all the
like,
small things, all it just
why
says
did,
that.
Why did he jump off the bridge?
Right.
All the small things.
Because of the fucking Neuralink.
Yeah. Thanks, Neuralink.
Elon Musk is a dickhead.
The 2020 edition of Lollapalooza was officially canceled, but...
Shocker.
July 30th through August 2nd, they're announcing a live streaming festival.
Total loser.
LCD Sound System, Metallica, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Run the Jewel, Lordy, Alabama Shakes, Paul McCartney, Chance the Rapper, Outkast, Arcade Fire, and many more. Have you got into blasting... live stream. Oh, Porno for Pyros is coming back for their first set in 24 years.
Wow.
There's a Bowie tribute with Perry Farrell on vocals.
Have you ever surfed with Perry Farrell?
No, I've hung out with him.
Didn't he grow up surfing in Venice or something like that?
Yeah, he has. There's surf footage of Perry Farrell.
Like he was like pretty good, right?
In the Tahitian Moon video, he was like charging pretty big waves.
Sick.
I back Perry Farrell for sure.
If you
want to watch live music, it's on...
I like Run the Jewels.
Yeah,
they're my favorite... newer style of
hip hop.
I don't really like hip hop or rap. They're kind of like more old school.
I would say they're more rap than hip hop.
Right.
You know, rap to me is more kind of gritty and hardcore.
But they have that like feel of like when NWA hit.
Yeah, they're
angry, very aggressive
and they are brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean,
their lyrics are unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm with you there. So I will watch some of that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking
won't.
Of watching something, there's a new Rick and Morty anime episode that just dropped as part of Comic-Con Online. It's called Rick and Morty versus the Genocider.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it yet, but I look forward to it.
Did you see the surprise samurai episode of Rick
yes.
and Morty?
Yep.
It's along the lines of, I can't wait for it. Baby Yoda. This is more Comic-Con at home.
Mm-hmm.
Baby Yoda is now a Hot Wheel.
Baby Yoda Hot Wheel?
Yes.
So he just rolls around?
Yeah.
Boring.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 Remastered is free now on PlayStation 4.
I already got it. It's kind of a bummer.
Why?
Because there was no... It's the best part about Call of Duty 2, Modern Warfare 2, was the multiplayer. And it was just the campaign is the only thing that was remastered.
Oh.
It's kind of a kick in the dick.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
And other nerd news along the video game front.
Okay.
Xbox Series X, which is their
next gen version.
They had their big showcase this week and debuted a whole bunch of lackluster looking games.
Wow, you're just really bringing the positivity.
I'm
today,
just telling
Todd.
You. PS5, PlayStation 5 had a showcase a little while ago, and kind of wowed everyone.
Yeah.
And then so Xbox Series X came out. They're gonna wow everybody, and obviously most people that are fucking nerds about Xbox, they love Halo. And so the new Halo game, which is supposed to be a spiritual reboot of the franchise, would debut some footage. And it looked okay. And then it come to find out the people from Microsoft weren't even using the actual Xbox Series X to show the footage. They were using a computer.
I just looking at my phone. What were you talking about?
Nothing. Bunch of fucking assholes that are friends with Elon Musk.
Are you ready for questions?
Yes.
Questions are brought to you by Beneath Apparel. Wow. Best underpants in the game, and they got even a new updated version coming soon at Beneath Apparel.
Question. There's a three. Why you're wearing that shitty old underwear?
That's a big question. If you use the code Monday when you buy some underpants from Beneath, you will get a discount, and we will get more free underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a question from a guy named Pat Jetski. I think he's messed with you on the internet before, Todd.
You know what we need to do?
Brett sucks.
We need to start changing these guys' names so it sounds like we have other people that are asking us questions.
My name asks questions. Sorry, it wouldn't let me DM that account. How long until Mark McMorris is better than Richards at everything? Everything being surf, skate, and snow?
Now.
So not no time at all?
Done.
I think you could beat Mark in a surf contest.
I don't
still.
Know. Maybe. Who knows? Who cares, really?
Well, Brett cares.
I don't fucking care.
Hey, Brett cares.
Fuck you, Brett.
Jesus.
Fucking Elon Musk's pal. Oh, you'd sign right up for the Neuralink.
I knew Todd was in a foul mood the second I walked in here today. What else we got here?
I have a question.
Question from Nicholas Mueller. Just kidding.
Oh, my God. Here's one from Leaf Johnson. Leaf Johnson asks, why hasn't anyone made Out Cold 2 yet?
I ask myself that same question every day. What have the Malloy brothers made since Out 2? Do you know?
I don't know, like a Jack Johnson video?
They've made probably a bunch of stuff.
It seems like they're just like leaving cash on the table, doesn't it?
I feel like Out Cold 2 could be like the next Out Cold.
I think they should call it Cold Out Cold 2. What's Barry been up to?
Straight to video.
Right?
Straight to your phone.
Straight.
We could make, you know what? Let's make Out Cold 2. Through via Neuralink.
Neuralink.
There's money on the table.
Don't just leave money
on
the table,
There's a basket
Chris.
Of cash on the table for Out Cold
you
2.
Just leave that over there?
Thank you, Leaf. Question from Hanali, one of our favorite people.
What's she got?
Do you think action sports contests will resume soon with limited to no audiences and athlete quarantines like baseball and basketball? Yes.
Yeah.
It's happening in Australia.
Yep.
The Australian Grand Slam of Surfing.
Look, ain't no one coming to watch that shit anyway, so... Of course. It's really...
It's happening.
It's not hard to imagine that there wouldn't be very much of an audience, but...
I was sad when I heard that Vans Park Series finals got canceled.
Super bummer.
I get it, obviously.
But you know, I don't even think that... There's a lot of skate parks in the U.S. that still ain't even open yet. Like, I know Huntington, like, the crown jewel there in Huntington, the Vans Park in Huntington, still not open
really?
Yet.
Really? Huntington is a challenging place during these challenging times.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great question from Mikey Wynn.
Okay.
Buen dia, said. I want to hear how you dudes feel about grown-ups asking other famous grown-ups for a selfie. Personally, I think it's weird, but I want to hear your take. Love, Mikey.
Wait, grown-ups asking other famous... So, like a famous...
I think it like a famous athlete.
Like a famous athlete asking another famous athlete?
You asked...
Mark McMorris?
Mark McMorris for a selfie.
Why is
you
that?
Know him.
But, oh, so someone you don't know.
Yeah. Like, you're a fan.
So, like,
and
Elon,
you go up to
Elon Musk.
Well, he's not an athlete.
Okay.
He's a turd, obviously. He's a brilliant guy.
Okay, so if I went up to, let's say, like a famous baseball player.
Who? Okay, let's say just athletes off the board. If who would you, if you saw this person on the street, who would you be excited and just go, hey, can I get a
like,
picture with you?
And like have a hard time with it?
No, just who would you do it to?
Who would I ask?
Yeah, give me like two names.
Like a Ricky Gervais or like
Larry David?
Yeah.
For sure.
Taika Waititi. Any of the dudes
Excuse
that,
me?
Taika Waititi. He's the guy who did What You Do in the Shadows.
Oh, right.
Ragnarok okay. and all that stuff. Like just,
that was a random one. But I mean,
these are just people that I...
Who look, have you done it to?
Who have I done it who, to?
Give me two famous people you've taken a selfie with and I'll give you mine.
I haven't taken a selfie. Well, dude, it was before. It was pre-selfies.
Okay.
Harrison Ford.
Sick.
That was a good one.
That was a good
you
one.
Want to hear the story?
Quickly. It's a pretty good story. If it's quickly, this is a four-hour podcast. I don't know what's doing anything.
What do people have to do?
I don't really have anything to do.
Go get your fucking Neuralink. Listen.
I have a Neuralink appointment in a half hour.
Here's what happened.
Make it quick.
So Harrison Ford has a son. And yeah. this is back in like the mid-90s. And his son was going to High Cascade Snowboard Camp.
Sweet.
And so there was all these rumors that Harrison Ford was going to come and drop his...
And
like,
you
Harrison,
were...
And, well, we...
He
wasn't,
was, you know he was in Star Wars, right?
Yeah, he's in Star Wars.
He's Han Solo.
He's Han Solo. He's also Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, there was this rumor that Harrison Ford was going to be there, but no one really knew. And I was privy to the information. It was like, he's going to drop his kid off at like 1 o'clock. Just be around the Red House or whatever it is. And that's where he's going to be there. Just be around the office at like one. So freaking lo and behold, 1 o'clock, Harrison Ford shows up.
What kind of car is he driving?
Just
like SUV,
something. Yeah, I mean, dude, that I'm not yeah. I'm not remembering.
I'm just
that.
Yeah, I'm just.
But
trying to get the scene set.
He got out of his car, and there was kind of a bunch of us there.
7, 8, 10 people.
Like four.
Okay, five. Good. That's a good
it was
number.
Like me, this guy James Jackson, and like a couple other people that worked at the camp, and
you were acting like you belonged there.
I was acting like I was just milling around, and he pulled up.
Oh, hey.
And
what's up, Harrison?
He's like, oh, hey, like, how's it going? You know, and, hey, oh, you guys know where we've got my son over here, Malcolm. We're going to check him in for camp. And I was like, oh, it's right over there. And like, it was this weird thing where like he asked James, he's like, hey, sport, you know, where I can use the bathroom. I remember that like verbatim. But when he came back from the bathroom, I just said to him, like, I just want you to know you've had a giant impact on my childhood. And he was like, hey, thanks. And then just like walked briskly walked away.
No photo?
No photo. This is like, I didn't.
Oh.
No, this is like a brain selfie.
Okay. That's cool.
That was like embarrassing. Kind of like to me.
Why?
Like,
that's a really nice moment.
But I was mortified by it later. Like, it could have said anything but that.
I'll suck your dick.
I'll suck your dick. Did you ever have one?
I got a selfie with the boss from.
Bruce Springsteen?
No. Mr. Lumberg. I got a Office Space. Lumberg.
Lumberg Victor.
I got a selfie with Lumberg.
With
he
Lumberg.
Was so pissed.
Really?
He was so bummed.
He was mad.
Oh, yeah. I still have it on my phone.
What do you mean he was mad?
He was mad. He was just like, I go, hey, you know, I might have been drunk. I don't know. I was probably annoying. But I just was real quick. I go, oh, yo, hey, I love your work. Can I get a selfie? He's like, oh, fine. And I got a picture in his face. Was so pissed. I got a selfie with all members of Sonic Youth.
Really?
Pretty tight.
The best.
I don't know. I'm not afraid to do that.
But the best way that I've seen someone approach this, and like, I think like it kind of takes a certain personality trait to kind of bust down this wall. Our good friend Mike Murciano, aka Sidekick Mike, aka Mike from down near La Jolla now. So when John Florence's movie came out, Beneath It, what is it called? Blue
View from a Blue Moon.
View from Blue
I was
Moon.
At this party you're talking about.
So.
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly narrates the movie.
Yes.
So Mike is in charge of all the marketing through Nixon for John's movie, and John C. Reilly is at this dinner. And apparently, Mike just goes up to him and goes, all right, so look, I'm just going to put this out there. How do we do this? Do I pretend like I don't know that you're famous and I don't like hang on your every word? Or like, what's the protocol here? Do I just pretend I don't know you? And like just broke the ice like that. And then they were like bros.
They're friends.
Yeah, they're like friends.
You want to know that I was there and I was jealous.
You were privy of that.
I walked by and I did the thing like, oh hey, what's up, guys? Like, oh, yeah, hey, nice. Like,
holy shit.
No, I was like, hey, I'm Chris. Nice to meet you. I'm DJ. I DJ'd and I announced or I hosted View from a Blue Moon.
Right.
And DJ'd the after party.
Right.
So I'm pretty much friends with John C. Reilly. Not really. He didn't know. I'm not. But I walked by him. The scariest selfie I ever took with a celebrity on an airplane back from back from South by Southwest. I got upgraded to first class on just a small plane.
Yep.
This guy comes in, basically being held up by another fella, and propped and like just thrown into his seat. He just passes out immediately and starts snoring. His head's back, and I'm looking at him.
You were next to him.
I'm sitting right next to him. Oh, he reeks of alcohol. Mm-hmm. I'm looking over at him. I'm like, holy shit, it's Too Short.
Oh my God.
I got a selfie with Too Short. He was sleeping next to me.
So
scary
you
scary selfie. I have
he
it on my phone.
Sleeping.
He was asleep.
Imagine getting a selfie with like Bushwick Bill or something rad.
Dream come true. So
anyway, yeah, there you
okay,
go.
I think we have
any more questions?
We
kinda went on a tangent.
No, those are our questions, and that was our episode. Great episode, Todd.
Hey, I'd just like to tell you that if you enter Monday 20 at Neuralink.com, you'll get a 20% discount on your Neuralink installation.
Hold on. Yep. I did it.
That's right.
I just did it with my mind.
This week we'll be having a special. It's all Chumbawamba weekend on your Neuralink, so make sure that you tune in.
I get knocked out, but I get up again. Now you're never gonna get me down. We'll see you next week.